Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
8:46 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting on this Monday morning. Host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio, in the house with us. Hey, Dom.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Hey, are we about due for another All-Star game?
Gosh.
While we're on the topic of huge events here in Wisconsin and how well we pulled them off in 20 years.
I mean, next year's the 25th anniversary, right, of opening then Miller Park. So let's get this ball rolling here, man. I mean,
do you have to have a new yard though?
No, because they're going to Philly next year for the 250th celebration for the anniversary of the Revolution. So it's that sort of makes sense.
The Revolution was a big deal.
Big deal.
We should point that out.
Big deal.
Fair enough, Philly.
Yeah. I can confirm. But when you look at beyond that, right? So they're going to Atlanta this year. There's a whole controversy about them leaving in the first place and that sort of thing. And they went back to Colorado to fill in. They've checked off a renovated Dodger Stadium. They've checked off the new Rangers ballpark down in Arlington. And then
Vegas, you'd have to think.
Vegas
at some
hasn't
point,
even got a shovel in the ground yet. Right, so it's right. Like, let's
so they
go.
They have to do it in Sacramento first, you know.
Oh, God.
14,000 seat venue or whatever that is.
I think it could happen in the next 10 years. And seeing the success of Green Bay doing the NFL draft, let's bring it back, man. Let's get some better weather this time around, too. Not so sweltering hot like everybody's going to melt.
Yes.
But, man, that home run derby with Sosa and Bonds peak steroid era, I don't think we want the same repercussions in the future down the line. But like, hey, home run derby with the roof open and everything, sign me up for that.
Well, and on top of that, we did what you asked of us, baseball, which was, I mean, you remember when the commissioner was in town campaigning and trying to get the stadium funding deal passed, and you know, baseball said, here's what you got to do. We did that. So where's ours?
Yeah, we've talked to it about it with Mark Attanasio in past sessions with him, and it's been like, it's on the radar, but hasn't really been pressing because it has to come from Major League Baseball side. You don't really stump for yourself to get an All-Star game without a new ballpark, but like you said, you've got the funding secured, you got the lease secured. Let's celebrate it by bringing everybody here.
You were there in that sit-down, right? Remember when mm-hmm. we brought it up mm-hmm. and Attanasio was in there, Rick Schlesinger was in there, and that's when Rick said, finish the tie.
Yeah.
Come back and finish the players. Bring these guys back, like, whatever you have to do, but, like, play out
Commissioner Maris throw out the first pitch, too, you know?
Yes.
Like, or maybe bring everybody back as the guys that were in the tie. Like, you have to pitch. It's the 11th inning. Let's go and finish the tie.
Awesome.
That would be fun.
All right, so how long can the Brewers ride the Jose Quintana wave?
Forever. I mean, why not? This has continued. I think yesterday was a great example of the guy the Brewers have in that he did not have his best stuff yesterday. He was not sharp. He didn't have all of his pitches working for him. And yet, kudos to William Contreras. I said this on my show yesterday. They identified that the Cardinals just were not biting on his fastball. Six strikeouts, all of them on fastballs. All of them pretty much in the exact same spot on the outside corner of the lefties. It was a beautiful piece of adjusting the scouting report, adjusting to what you had for that day. And I described it yesterday. He's a professional. He's just a professional. He gets it. He understands what needs to work on a day-to-day basis. He's the first Brewers pitcher since CC Sabathia to win each of his first four starts. That's pretty darn good company.
You made the point yesterday after the ball game, and I thought it was interesting because, okay, should we happen to win three here against the White Sox, you end up with a split for the roadie, the longest mm-hmm. of the year. However, just because it looks that way on paper, that it sets up perfectly for a sweep, that's still hard to do even against a lousy team.
It's a bring-your-own-juice series, right? Because the White Sox, now I bet we'll have decent attendance for tomorrow night and for Wednesday night. You know, you'll get your standard weeknight crowd, 10, 15,000, whatever. But, man, Thursday, it's going to be empty. It's going to be a weekday special. It's like you're already looking ahead to the Cubs. Like, hey, focus. Get
Wife
the
wants
job
to
done.
Know what time you're getting home.
Yeah.
When does the bus come in?
Come on.
Two kids over here. Right.
Thank goodness for the off day today. But I do see the White Sox can't hit, man. They cannot hit. And the Brewers have the front line of their rotation going right. You get Freddy Peralta going. You'll get Tobias Myers, his second start after his adjustments. And then the finale would be Chad Patrick. So you've got a pretty good setup here going against the White Sox.
And Garrett Mitchell out for a bit.
Out for a bit. A oblique strain on his backside, his left oblique. So on the swing, you know, will kind of generate some of the rotation. He says he doesn't feel as bad as the one he had back in 2022 when he was in the minor leagues, which put him out for 6 to 8 weeks. So maybe a little less than that, but it's still an oblique. It's still a guy that is one of the more talented defenders on this team right now. Get it right the first time and worry about it later.
Is Churio the center fielder now moving forward?
Or? Yeah, I tell you what, yesterday was kind of an important day for him because we all assumed Sal Frelick would just get all of the starts in center until Blake Perkins returns. Now, Blake's not back until the end of May. May 23rd is the first day he's eligible to come off the injured list. But Churio got his first start in the big leagues in center field yesterday. Passed. There wasn't anything crazy coming at him yesterday. Remember, in the minor leagues, Churio spent the whole time pretty much as a center fielder, as one does when you're coming up in the minor leagues. The best players play up the middle, as we call it, you know, catcher first, or catcher short, second, center field. But in the big leagues, the Brewers had Garrett Mitchell, they had Sal Frelick, they had Blake Perkins, like, hey, we're going to put you in the corner, and then he was not as successful defensively in the corners. Maybe this unlocks something where some folks think that center field in the big leagues, because you have such talent on the corners, like, well, just go and get it. Like, you are the priority. Go and get it. It frees you up and see what he can do in center field. But I think, to answer your question, Sal and Churio will still split time in center.
Last thing for you as we head to break. You know how important in professional sports nicknames are. So I heard a new one yesterday. Isaac Collins got some work. And here's manager Pat Murphy after the game on him.
You know, Isaac Collins, Moon. That's his nickname.
Moon.
No, no, we're not going wise. We don't talk about my why.
I love Sophia.
Why?
I don't know why. This is the guy's nickname.
No comment. I don't know the answer to this. Sometimes, I mean, Murph, the latest ones right now, you got Happy, which is Caleb Durbin, because he makes him happy. That's the way that Pat Murphy calls Caleb Durbin. I'm trying to think of who else. I mean, we'll see old friend Bryce Wilson tomorrow for the White Sox. Called him Billy. Because he looked like a Billy. I mean, this is how simple some of these nicknames come.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so there's plenty of them.
However you get to there. 8:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you,
I want to remind you, you can come and join us at the ballpark. A whole day dedicated to you, our listeners. Come celebrate WTMJ Day with us. We've got a private tailgate set up for the game. That's Saturday, May 17th. So we'll have food, beverages. A lot of folks here from WTMJ will be out at the yard with you. Tickets to the Brewers game included in the package as we take on the Twins at American Family Field. Here's how you find out more and get your ticket package. WTMJday.com. That's WTMJday.com. Hope to see you out at the ballpark for WTMJ Day, Saturday, May 17th. The whole deal sponsored by Woodman's.